Hello, my name is Brittany Hammond, and I'm with Appleton Area Health Behavioral Health Department here with KLQP for Health Talk. Today I'm here to speak about something I'm betting you've thought about. How would I know if I need behavioral health services? This is often a question that most adults find themselves asking at one point or other in their lives. Sometimes we ask this question out loud to someone we trust. Other times we ask ourselves quietly, would counseling maybe help me right now? There are many reasons why behavioral health services are valuable. A person does not need to be experiencing a high stress crisis in order to schedule an appointment. Hey, don't take my word for it alone. Of course I'm biased given my role as a professional counselor. I believe every person deserves time and space dedicated specifically to being heard, getting to know themselves emotionally and how they see the world, and to learn new ways to take the reins in their lives and make changes to feel better. Here are a few things that my patients have shared with me about how they knew it was time for behavioral health services. One person shared, "I knew something needed to change. I couldn't feel like this for any point longer." Another said, "Well, my friend, who I never would have thought was in counseling, said it was really helping them with their mood, so I thought I would try it too." Often I hear, "Well, my doctor said it would be a good idea, so here I am." And to me, it is admirable that patients respect and listen to their healthcare provider's recommendations for care because it shows they are willing and ready to take their health into their own hands. Another person shared, "Well, I have an accountant to help me with my taxes. I have a mechanic to help me with my car, so why wouldn't I have a professional help me with my mind?" Well, these are just some examples. As a licensed professional clinical counselor, I often utilize the following questions to encourage someone to think about the benefits of behavioral health care. Are your thoughts, feelings, or behaviors getting in the way of your day-to-day life? Some examples include, "Oh, I'm so anxious that I can't sleep at night," or "I can't pay attention to the lectures during class." Sometimes I hear, "Oh, I get angry out of nowhere and everyone stays away from me. It's ruining my relationships." Another question, is what you're experiencing difficult to talk about with other people? For example, are you nervous to tell your coworkers about your home life? Do you shift the topic when someone asks you about your physical appearance? Do you notice a lump in your throat, tears in your eyes, or a strong urge to avoid the question, "Hey, how are you?" If any of these seem true, then behavioral health services can and would be helpful. One more question to ask. Does what you think, feel, or do bother you so much that you spend way too much time worrying about if it's normal or not? There are many normal and expected emotional and psychological experiences that we all navigate through our lives. Having a trained professional outside of your family and your friends or your work or social circle to normalize these experiences and say, "Yeah, that makes sense that you're nervous about that situation given what you've experienced before. So how can I help?" That is just an example of how all of us start to heal the moment we are heard and seen. So if any of these questions spurred you to think, well, maybe now is the time, I say yes. Behavioral health providers meet with patients sometimes for a few appointments, sometimes longer, and it all depends on each individual person. You can expect to be asked some background questions related to social history, such as, "What was your family like growing up?" and "What was school like for you?" Additionally, you are asked for basic demographic information like relationship status, your gender identity, and cultural background so that a provider can specifically tailor care to your individual needs. I always tell my patients, the first appointment is always a lot. That means a lot of new information, sometimes a lot of anticipation or anxiety, worrying about, what are they going to ask me? And also a lot of relief. The vulnerability it takes to carry your worries, your fears, your concerns, and stressors into an appointment and hand them over to a total stranger who looks at you and says, "Okay, got it. We can make this better. So let me show you how." That is a powerful experience that I personally feel deeply proud to be a part of. I, along with many other behavioral health providers, hear statements every day like, "Well, you're the first person I've told this to," or, "I was so excited to share that I finally did it," or even, "I guess I didn't know it was okay to feel like that," or, "Finally, I am starting to feel like my old self." So do you want to say that too? Do you want to take control back over your thoughts or your symptoms? Do you want to know how to stand up for yourself or set boundaries, sleep better, cope with work stress, parent with more patience, or finally get that thing done that you've wanted to do? Then yes, behavioral health services are here to walk alongside you in doing just that. Thanks for listening. Again, this has been another Health Talk Tuesday with KLQP, and I'm Brittany Hammond with the Appleton Area Health Behavioral Health Department. Thank you.